May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. So, I know at least some of y'all haven't been here because y'all have been down in Hillsboro. And for anyone else, these last several weeks, we've been working through a sermon series of sorts. I've confessed multiple times that I'm a history nerd and that I have derailed many family vacations, making my family stop at every single historical marker. Like between here and Galveston, I shared that story of where a trip to Galveston took 9 hours one time. My mom heard that one and called me that afternoon. It was like, I think it was actually closer to 10. But. So I really love historical markers. And we've been looking at like what we can learn from historical markers around our state, around our area. If you'll remember, we looked at the first African-American church in the city of Dallas. We talked about being a people of prayer. We looked at the home of an early civil rights leader who was the first nationally recognized civil rights leader who was murdered, and we talked about how we could be a people of radical welcome. We looked at St. Joseph's Hospital, the first hospital in Fort Worth that's no longer there. We talked about how we can be a people of fearless faith. That was last week. You know, now, as all these kids left, right, they're about to enter into a new school year, and sometimes that can be scary. Maybe we should have saved the fearless faith one for this week. But I think our gospel for today can speak to this. I also think what we can learn from Mary's story and from our historical marker we'll get to in a little bit can speak to what they may be feeling. And if we're honest, sometimes what maybe we're feeling. Because our gospel today starts, Mary burst into song, right? My soul magnifies the Lord. It's beautiful, like you can see it in the movies. Lights shine down on Mary. Maybe there's angels around. It's very pretty. But like, let's think about the backstory to this. We have an unwed, pregnant teenager. We have a young woman whose fiance wanted to leave her until God intervened. We have a young woman whose family made her go away. That's why she shows up with Elizabeth, as her family wanted her out of the picture for a while. According to the customs of the time, we have a town, a young lady whose very town and neighbors probably wanted to stone her. All because she was in a tricky situation. But Mary knew that her hope wasn't in her circumstances. Her hope wasn't in her status. Her hope wasn't in anything she could do. Mary knew that her hope lay inside of her. It just so happened that Mary had God inside of her. You've maybe heard Mary referred to as the Theotokos. That's Greek. It means God bearer. Because physically, Mary is actually the only human being who has had God physically inside of her in the person of Jesus Christ. So Mary knew that her hope rested on something that lay inside of her. And I think there's something we can all learn from that. So today's historical marker might be more familiar to some of you than to others on the screen. I drove down to Hillsboro this week. And this is a historical marker on a building in that town. And it reads, St. Mary's Mission was founded in the 1870s. On July 30th, 1886, Bishop Garrett laid the cornerstone for the first church building, which was destroyed by a tornado in 1894. This building was completed in 1911, and St. Mary's became a parish in 1914. Then the historical marker goes on to talk more about the building and all of that, but I think this historical marker is wrong because St. Mary's isn't a building. Now, buildings are important. Buildings hold memories. Buildings hold a lot of value and place in our lives. But St. Mary's and St. Martin's aren't these buildings. St. Mary's wasn't the building destroyed by a tornado in 1894. St. Martin's wasn't the building destroyed by a fire way back when. St. Mary's wasn't the building completed in 1911. We aren't the building built by hand 50-some years ago. Buildings are important. They hold emotion and feelings and memories. And we have all of that tied up in buildings. But our hope, our future, our work in the kingdom of God is based on what's inside of those buildings. You've probably all heard that I did this as a kid in Sunday school, right? Here's the church. Here's the steeple. Open up the doors. Here's all the people. This isn't the church. This is the church. The hope of St. Martin's, the hope of St. Mary's isn't on anything other than what's inside of it. That's how we can be together in the same room, and our hope rests in a bank building. In 2008, when our diocese split, St. Mary's was actually the only congregation that for a good while shared space. They shared that 1911 building with the other congregation. Then after all the litigation and all that, if you don't know what that is, we can talk after the service. But a couple years ago, they finally lost that building. And so St. Mary's worships in a converted motor bank now. The bishop's been down there and consecrated it. They have Eucharist there. They've baptized babies there. They have life there. But St. Mary's isn't that motor bank either. I love what St. Mary says about themselves on their website. When it says who we are, they write this. It says, the church is wherever we are, just as God is with us wherever we are. In good times and in bad, through tornadoes and human-made destruction, the church, St. Mary's Episcopal Church, continues to celebrate God's love and to be Christ's voice, hands, and feet in the world today. God is with us wherever we are. That's our hope. That's our only hope. And as followers of Jesus, we are marked by hope. That's what I think we can learn from the story of Mary. That's what I think we can learn from the story of St. Mary's. Because maybe you can relate to Mary's situation. Maybe not because of a pregnancy, but maybe that's a story you know. But everyone is in here struggling with something. Everyone is here with their own burdens. So we're going to bless backpacks in a little bit, right? And they're all clean. Hopefully they're all clean, cleaned out. My boys weren't until relatively recently. But by the end of the year, you pick these things up, and me, a fully grown man, can hardly pick up these bags. Right? There's so many books, there's so many papers, there's so much junk, dirty clothes, that spoon we lost. I'm getting a little too personal right now. But all of it. You've all got those backpacks. I know y'all got these backpacks. Elliot, you just stuff things down in there, right? Sometimes our life can feel like that too. The world, or even we, want to stuff things inside. We're burdened by backpacks full of broken hopes, broken promises, broken dreams, failure, heartache, loss, all these things the world wants to fill our backpacks with. And sometimes it feels like we can't even pick it up anymore. But we aren't made to carry that burden. We are made to carry the hope of Jesus Christ inside of us. What Mary did is what you and I are meant to do, every single one of us, every single day. Go out into the world carrying God, carrying the hope of Christ inside of us. Not because of who we are, not because of what we are able to do, but because of what we have inside of us. Because of the hope we have inside of us. So Mary burst out into this song, right? And it sounds beautiful. We talked about the Hollywood version of this. And Mary just comes up with this song, and the angels show up, and the lights come on, and my soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. But the thing is, this song that Mary burst into didn't come out of nowhere. She's echoing a song she had heard from the time she was a little girl. In the Hebrew scriptures, there's the story of Hannah, who found herself in a similar circumstance. She burst out into a song singing of the greatness of God. And I can imagine Mary as a little girl and her mom singing over her Hannah's song. So Mary, growing up, hearing this song of God's faithfulness in hard times, of God's provision when it seems everything is lost, of God being with her. And so when Mary is in the hardest spot that she's in, when she feels abandoned by everybody, when she doesn't know which way to turn, she has Scripture inside of her. And so she can't help but burst out into song. My soul magnifies the Lord. And right, so if she, you know, spoke these words to Elizabeth in song before Jesus was even born, and then several decades later, they get written down. Something with this hymn, this song, had to have happened in the intervening years for it to stick around. So I think this became kind of an anthem of sorts. Like Mary as a little child having her mother sing Hannah's song over her, I can imagine Mary holding Jesus as a baby and repeating this, holding Jesus as he drifts off to sleep, saying, "The mighty one has done great things for me. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He scattered the proud, brought down the powerful, lifted up the lowly, filled the hungry." So Jesus was filled with hope and encouragement from his mother. Who here's a teacher? Anybody? We have some teachers here. Don't be shy. That is what y'all do every day. You speak into the lives of young people that they aren't the circumstances around them. You speak into the lives of these young people and say that you are better, you are stronger, you are smarter, you are more beautiful, you are more perfect than the world tries to tell you that you are. And if you're a parent, we try to do this with our kids. Is we try to tell them, you are not who the world tells you you are. You are not who that middle school bully tells you you are. You are not who the girl who broke your heart in high school tells you you are. You are not even who you sometimes think that you are. Because we are filled with hope. We are filled with a hope that sees hate and meets it with love. We are filled with a hope that sees failure and meets it with opportunity. We are filled with hope who sees brokenness and meets it with wholeness. We are filled with hope that sees death and meets it with life. We are filled with hope. Because we have hope inside of us. We have the love and the peace and the presence of God inside of us. And we get to carry that hope to the world. Amen.